This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, it's no secret that the lack of a state budget is causing issues, and some of those issues are within the transportation sector. The idea of a vehicle mile tax was introduced last week, but it has no support. Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer, has more.
One of the things out there, and we've talked about this, is the idea of a vehicle mile tax. That's where basically they pay a fee for as many miles as you travel on the highway. It's a concept that's been looked at on the national level, but all of a sudden you've got states that are looking at it because they feel, hey, easy way for us to raise some money. Senator John Cullerton, the president of the Senate, has this idea. You know, we're going to put a VMT in. You know, the idea of a vehicle mile tax to implement it on a statewide basis is very difficult to do. The big thing he wants to do is put a transponder in your vehicle. It'd track your miles, and then you pay based on the number of miles you traveled. Well, it also would track where you've been, and a lot of people don't like the idea of government knowing where I'm going and where I'm traveling.
When I talked with Don, he suggested that the vehicle mile tax would be more realistic on a national level rather than the state level. The main reason being, instead of recording the miles in your vehicle, you would simply report them on your income tax return.
On a national level, it's a little bit different story. I mean, it's as simple there as saying, here's how many miles I drove last year. Put those miles on your income tax return, and then you base the VMT based on the number of miles you traveled. It's more equitable. And again, I'm not saying I'm a proponent of a VMT, but something's got to work better than a standard motor fuel tax where you pay at the pump. The trucking industry kind of does it now. They have plans that basically you do report your miles. So you report your miles for each state you go into, and you pay your motor fuel tax based on how many miles you travel in each state. It's a system that's been in place, and it's worked for the trucking industry for a long time. But there's nothing in place for car drivers that would operate the same way.
You mentioned that for the trucks now. We had also discussed the electronic logs to do that. Now, has there ever been a concern about the honesty of the person reporting their miles? Because are you just writing it down and sending it in, or how does...
Well, it's based on a couple of things. I mean, you report your miles, you report your fuel purchases. You've got to report all of that. And then you have to do quarterly returns that go in, and the quarterly returns include, you know, fuel purchases, number of miles you traveled, where you traveled, basically what state you traveled in. And basically what it does then, it takes that fuel reporting and calculates, you know, they'll calculate, they don't know how many miles, they know how many miles a truck gets.
Right.
You know, a truck's going to get, you know, 6 miles to the gallon or what have you. Well, if the guy's getting 18 miles to the gallon because he's not reporting his fuel, they're going to be on it real quick.
Sure.
And, you know, there's audits and everything else. So it's like anything else. Yeah, it's just like filing your income tax, you know, the claim deductions, you know, the honesty factor's in there. But there's also the follow-up. There's also the ability to be able to audit a company to say, hey, you know, we want to make sure you're up and up with us in terms of, you know, are you paying your fair share? So, yeah, it's there. And the trucking industry has, and truck operators have done this for years. So it's nothing new for them.
Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. In other news, the Illinois State Fair Museum Foundation is looking for 10 individuals to spotlight each day of the 2016 Illinois State Fair as an Illinoisan of the Day. The Illinoisan of the Day program looks to honor individuals with qualities and characteristics such as integrity, dependability, sense of community, and strong ethics. Nominees should be involved in service activities, educational projects, or youth programs, agricultural groups, and they need to have an affiliation with state or county fairs in Illinois. In addition, the nominees must have shown their true Illinois spirit through continued volunteerism and community service. All nominees must be a resident of Illinois, they must be 25 years of age or older, and they must have performed service at a state or county fair in Illinois. Illinois of the Day winners will receive their honors on their special day during this year's State Fair, which is taking place August 12th through the 21st. Nomination forms can be requested by calling the Museum Foundation at 217-725-8047, or they can be found online at the Museum Foundation website. Last on the list this morning, the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce Farmers and Community Market will reopen tomorrow, Friday, April 22nd. The market will be held every Monday and Friday afternoon from 2 p.m. until dusk on the north side of Library Park in Litchfield. The cost for a booth is just $5 per day, and vendor applications and guidelines can be found through the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce website. You can request one by email. You can email info@litchfieldchamber.com or call the chamber at 217-324-2533. And again, that's the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce Farmers and Community Market reopening tomorrow, April 22nd. And that will take place from 2 until dusk on the north side of Library Park every Monday and Friday afternoon. A booth is just $5. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.